Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
Man, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might now play number two. All I know is time is just getting jazz. Need a lot of trees up in my head. And we are now leaving Edmonton city limits, entering into what they call the bubble, Sher Park, or as I like to call it, the burbs. It's where I grew up. It's where I blossomed. It's where I planted my flag when I was growing up. Left Ottawa when I was five, came out to Sher Park, late 90s, and what a great time to grow up. What a great time to become a boy and then become a man. You see, the city will make you hard, but the burbs will make you soft. And that's why every week I come out back out to the burbs, see my folks, see my mom, because the city makes me hard all week, right? Contracts, people, relationships, girls, problems, issues, successes, failures. In the burbs, everything's all good. It's a nice warm blanket, it's a massage. And as I drive here on Sher Park Freeway, I can even see the bubble. You can see the bubble as you drive up and approach over yonder. You see the Sonia Terraby sign? New English muffins from Wendy's. I'm not sure why they're selling breakfast sandwiches, but there you go. What's up with all these brands, by the way? Tim Hortons, Subway. They went from selling coffee and donuts or burgers to now they're selling breakfast sandwiches and pigs in a blanket. It's like they can't make their minds up. What are going through the executives' minds at these big companies, these big fast food companies? Are they saying to themselves, man, we need to be everything to everyone, and hopefully someone will like the shit that we pump out once in a while? I don't know about you, but I think the market's made up their mind about what they like. Breakfast sandwiches, McDonald's. Late night after the bar, you can go either way, but Denny's or McDonald's is probably the way to go. Or you can pick from one of the 60 donair shops that are probably not even selling real beef in the city. What else? Fine dining, casual, you're probably looking at Cactus Joey's or Earl's. And then everything else in between is kind of on a spectrum. Do you want to experiment and try a different restaurant, or what is it? But we're on the Sher Park Freeway. I'm about to head on the Anthony Henday Drive because I'm going east the Baseline Road, which is kind of the more calmer side of the burbs. So the burbs is designed perfectly, especially Sher Park where I grew up. You have two main streets, Baseline Road and Y Road. And in between that, you have Sher Park Drive. And then a few golf courses, and everything else is just designed for maximum pleasure. The idea for this episode came to me when I was doing a lunch with my buddy Ryan Chan when he was leaving to Ontario. And he's like, meet me out at Century Hospitality Group in Windermere, or one of those areas outside on the west side. One of the suburbs on the west side of the city, because really in my mind, the only suburb that matters is Sher Park. But we met out there. And I just remember driving into this parking lot way deep in the burbs. I'm talking so thick you could hear and smell barbecues in every direction. And I'm sitting in this Canadian brew house, and they have an outdoor patio with like cornhole, and you can play chess and Jenga, and there's Oilers games, and everyone's just relaxed, and it's sublime. It's suburbia. It's the definition of peak society, right? People with their family, having beers, relaxing, kicking it. And I'm like, man, the burbs has a different energy, doesn't it? It's one, come all. As long as you got a little bit of money in your purse, you can go out there and you can just be A-okay. And that's kind of my experience too. Like, when you live in the city for so long, and then you leave and you come and you go back to where you kind of grew up, you start to notice how good you had it. You start to notice, man, I had a really good life. And I think that's why when I talk to people from the city, and I tell them, especially if they know kind of the city really well and all the burbs areas, and I tell them I'm from Sher Park, they roll their eyes. You know what that eye roll is? Envy. That's what that is. Pure envy, because they knew that if they grew up where I grew up, they would have the sauce just like I do. So going into Baseline Road here, just off the Henday, I can see the tree line followed by just a line of houses, and that's where the suburbs start. I can smell their next trip to Mexico as they type away in an Expedia dashboard looking for their next trip out of town. I can smell the grocery list being made. I can sense the arguments over which house they're going to go to for Christmas time and who's going to get presents this year and how Dolly at the office is planning a coup against her. Yes, the burbs. So few problems that we have to invent them out here. The land of hot yoga, breakfast committees, soccer moms, and Mary Kay meetups where they sell Tupperware and makeup. This is the land of excess. This is the land of surplus. This is the land of everything's alright, alright, alright. As I head here on Baseline Road, getting into the intersection just at the corner, one of the anchors of the burbs here, Baseline Road and Broadmoor, I see a local, I see a Denny's. Nothing but chains out here either. You don't want to start a restaurant out here in the burbs, because although people can afford it, they don't trust it. They're pretty conservative. The thing with the people out here in the burbs is, when they know what they like, they know what they like, right? They like their missionary coitus scheduled on Tuesday nights. They like their pancakes from Denny's. They like their eggs from Denny's made just right, perfect way. They like their Oilers games at either the Central Hospitality Group or the local. Get a few, two or three house lagers in them, good to go. Right? Don't mess it up too much, right? If they want to get fancy for an anniversary or a special occasion, guess what? They're going to Earl's. And I used to work at the Earl's out here. I saw nothing but dates and anniversaries and parties. That place just cakes money, man. That was the first experimental business to open out here, and it's the last. You know, there might be the odd mom and pop shop out here, but all I can see, I'm just looking up from my purview. Cora, A&W, Tim Hortons, Joey's, Denny's, McDonald's. If you don't have at least 100 other restaurants across the country, don't even bother coming to the burbs. They'll tell you where the city is. Say, try your luck on White Ave. This is not the place to do it. We know what we lack, and we're not ready or willing to change. But yeah, the burbs has a different energy. When I was doing that podcast about a month and a half ago about energies and Nikola Tesla and vibrations, energies and all that stuff, I talked about how cities have vibrations, towns have vibrations, neighborhoods have vibrations, the burbs, it definitely has a vibration. You come out here, right, you have a few kids, and the thing, the economic case for the burbs too is, and not just economic, socioeconomic, it's safer out here. If you want, let's say you have one house that's 2,500 square feet or 3,000 square feet in Edmonton or in any city, and then you have another house the exact same size, but it's in the burbs, it's going to be cheaper in the burbs. It's going to be cheaper because you're taking into account that if you work in the city, you're going to have to commute. Everything is further. So, I mean, because if you have a house, nice house in the city, that means you are, everything is around you, you're close, you don't have to worry about this huge commute. If you want to go out on a Friday night, you live in the burbs. Like, I had to experience this when I was going to university. I was living at my mom's, and if I wanted to go to U of A, or if I wanted to go party, if I wanted to go on Jasper Ave, before the age of Uber, that was a $40, $50 taxi. And we just budgeted that into the night, right? We weren't hot chicks, so we didn't get drinks for free. This was a significant cost. So I know a lot of buddies who, when they worked up in the oil patch, they just got an apartment on White Ave because they would save so much money not having to take taxis from Sher Park or St. Albert or Beaumont, right? So there's an economic case to be made. Oh yeah, I'm here on Broadmoor and we're passing the Costco, which is holy hell. This place, Costco, there's never a parking stall available. Because in the burbs, Costco is their NASCAR. It is their Formula One. It is their church. Costco might as well have a cross on top of the entrance, because every Saturday, every day of the week, they go there. They go there in droves. My buddy Ryan Chan was talking about how his dad would like almost get a pep talk, like motivational music and a list, and like jump around, do push-ups and jumping jacks to get ready for his Costco trips, because it was like game day. It's like when you're getting ready to get into the arena. Because Costco is brutal. I'll do a whole episode about Costco, but Costco is one of them places where if you don't have a right mentality, you'll get eaten alive. The soccer moms in there are highly trained military buds professionals, and they will take you out. If you are not in the right lane going down to get your wagon wheel of cheese, or you don't know, like the pumpkin pie, I had to like do my old running back football skills to get through there to the back, because the soccer moms have it barricaded. It's like they're establishing a flank in a 1700s war, and you can't get past them. If you want to get to the line to check out, to queue, to pay for your shit, you better be aggressive. I've seen people who just kind of get passed up in the lines, and they're not aggressive enough, so they just keep getting passed up and passed up and passed up, and probably takes them just as long to buy the shit as it did to find it in the store. So yeah, Costco is another element of the burbs, Walmart, Superstore, these big box retailers, where you need to like almost, there almost needs to be a course about it. Could you imagine if there was a course? How to shop at big box stores in the suburbs. 101. Ah, Millennium Place. Rolling up in Sher Park and I see good old faithful. Millennium Place stands for the Millennium. So in 2000 it opened. And my buddies and I would bike over here, run over here, walk over here. And we would just play chicken in the pool and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, I arrived at my destination. We are going to continue this in a minute. All right, back at it. Just had coffee with the folks. Made me a little softer. You know, I think that's the whole idea out here in the burbs, is here in the city, get hard, and the burbs get soft. And now that we're in the burbs, it's like a wild African safari tour out here. See all the birds and the bees, and every day is sunny in the burbs, sun's in my eyes. Maybe put on some shades here. You know what the difference between you and me is? I make these look good. Yoga. Yeah, it's nothing screams suburbs like a little bit of hot yoga, followed by cutting some oranges in time for the daughter's soccer practice. Just passed the minivan. Lady looked like she just got out of Superstore, and she got discounts. She's got the PC Optimum points. She's got the Scene reward card. Even though she doesn't go to the movies anymore, she still got it. This is all about the points and the Scene optimization out here in the burbs. Racking up those rewards programs and all that other shit. One day, you'll get a free purchase. Everyone's got those punch cards out here in the burbs because they want you to come back. Loyalty programs, right? Everyone's part of a club out here. Book club, food club. This is a place where you drive under the speed limit. This is a place where, especially on a Sunday, if you are in a rush, your wife is in labor. She's in labor, or they just had a new 2-for-1 deal at the Shoppers Drug Mart, and you need to get there before they run out of stock. Yeah, the land of Taekwondo, family dentists, car washes, and townhouses. Single family homes. Yeah, you don't speed in the burbs. Here, it's all about the kids on their bikes, going for Slurpees. I remember going meet my buddy at the 7-Eleven, being 16, 17, 18 years old, getting on our bikes. And the burbs was Middle Earth. You'd start in the Shire and end up in Mordor by midnight. Then you go home because you have to, right? Lights were off, parents want you back in your house. But then you sneak out at 2 o'clock in the morning and you head over to the local school where you do some free running and base jumping and scale the sides of the school and hopefully don't fall to your death, which none of us did, thank God. But everyone would try weed or smoking weed out there, or they would play guitar or try to sneak into the girl's house that they were talking to on MSN Messenger all day. It was just a different time, different animal, different age. I bet you that's still going on. I hope kids these days are still embracing the burbs for what it is, which is just a big playground. It's a big area where you can just come out here and ride your bike and not be worrying about the city and crazy people riding around. The only thing with the burbs is, with the bikes, is you have no choice but to be in shape because everything is so far apart. Like Sher Park is, if Sher Park was in Edmonton, it'd be a 2 or 3 neighborhoods, not just one. It's like a small town. There's like 100,000 people that live out here. The burbs lives and sustains itself on new families. That's the blood of the burbs, is right? Mr. and Mrs. getting married and hitched and getting their membership at Wine and Beyond and just getting it over with. Just have 2-3 kids, send them to South Face or ABJ and just call it a day, right? Now there's this whole new area here in Sherwood Park we're driving by called Emerald Drive. And this is the Burbs on steroids. New high school, just finished 6, 7, maybe 8 years ago. They put a pool in it, just past the steakhouse. You got a Lowe's department store where everyone dad out here in the Burbs is like an amateur carpenter. So if honey needs a light bulb fix, they go out here. Petland, because of course, out here in the Burbs, everyone needs a dog or a cat. If you don't have a pet and 2.5 kids out in the Burbs, you are a strange cat. So out here, you know, you're talking about maybe 10 or 15 pet stores. And it's amazing how much money people spend on their animals. To this day, I am surprised by the amount of money people dump. People will spend $100 a month on cat and dog food, cat and dog scarves, play toys, shit like that. Sofaland, Canadian Tire, of course. Edo, Popeyes, Opa, Mobile Squad. I've always been curious about how those mobile companies make their money. Like, you gonna make one, two or three phone repairs a day and be able to pay the rent? Must be cheaper rent out here. I wonder with commercial real estate. I think it's a little bit cheaper out here, depending on where you are. Windermere, I heard, is insane. But yeah, just passing the old high school. So this is the new high school out here. The ABJ, the new ABJ. The old one was where I went. Didn't have a pool in it. So I guess all the Zoomers need a pool now, but got a basketball court. Man, it just seems like paradise. I can't wait to drive into one of these suburb areas where these homes. The only thing with the suburbs is the houses are so close together. You can flip your neighbor's burger, which you'll be doing anyways because there's probably 10 or 13 barbecues per week. And you're, two per day. And if you don't come out there and have at least a six pack, they're going to start be thinking you joined a cult or some MLM or something like that. So here we go. We just passed a bunch of other stores. So this guy's got a Pods thing outside of his garage because everyone out here in the Burbs, they have a single family house, 2,500 square feet, three bedrooms, unfinished basement that they're working on. Dad's going to Lowe's to get the carpentry and doing some amateur carpentry work that he's learning off of YouTube. Meanwhile, they have so much shit in their house that they have to get a secondary storage unit, and then they're thinking about getting a shipping container, put it in the front and load it full of more shit that they don't need. Because out here, this is the land of Amazon. Yes, they could go to the store that they have ample amounts of in box retail and big box retail, but why would you do that and not just shop online? So everyone out here is loaded with credit card debt, loaded with consumer debt, where they're keeping the lights on at Amazon. You ever wondered why Amazon has one of the biggest distribution centers in the Edmonton area? It's because there's nothing else really to do in Edmonton. Outside of the summertime, you're looking at what? A few Oilers games, house parties. What else are you going to do? It's called shopping. People do retail therapy out here. This is what the Burbs is all about. Although I'm driving through this neighborhood, all I see is this lady, a little bit on the bigger side, no offense, with her dog. But that's good because in the Burbs, it's all about getting the steps in, right? She just looked at me weird because I'm holding this mic, but she doesn't know I'm talking about her. But everyone's kind of house looks the same out here, right? Everyone's cars are clean too. What the hell's going on? That's why they have so many car washes out here in the Burbs. Because if you have a hint of dust on the car, honey, the car's dirty. I saw a pinch of dust on it. That is unacceptable. I need you to fulfill your husbandly duties. Take that thing to Hughes and get it sprinkled off. Meanwhile, in the city, like, the default state is dirt. Right? If there's any dirt on it. That lady just squinted at me. I didn't like the way she looked at me. That's all good. You just go through these avenues and these neighborhoods and these streets. Just peppered with F-150s, vans. No cars out here in the Burbs. I think the Burbs changed the automotive industry. Think about it. No car, really, outside of Toyota, no car companies really make sedans anymore. The Toyota Corolla is it. Ford stopped making sedans. GMC stopped making sedans. Everyone's making SUVs or trucks or station wagons. Nobody's making cars anymore. And that's because of the suburbs. That's because of the suburbs. In the suburbs, you're not allowed to have a car. How are you going to fit all your Costco order inside your car? How are you going to spend a minimum? And the quota out here in Costco in the Burbs is $400. I tried to go to Costco one time and just buy a flat of bubbly. They told me to get the fuck out. They said, sir, if you don't spend $400, we can't let you buy anything here. So get your bachelor living self out of here. Why don't you get a wife and a kid? Come back to us when you're ready to spend $400 or $500. I just saw a whole family walking. That's nice. Dog, three kids, a dog, and a kid with a football. See, I think that's my future right there. Walk to the park, toss a football around, teach Junior how to throw and catch. I think that's super cool. But yeah, this is just dog. This is just, so finally saw one car. It only took 15 minutes. But yeah, this is just dog and SUV and Van Haven, man. Oh, finally, Mary Kay spotting. Just saw Mary Kay, man. But all the houses out here are either white, beige, green, or blue. Not a whole lot of variance. You'll see some different colored houses in Newfoundland, but not here in the burbs. And the burbs, they have a strict guideline here when it comes to what you're allowed to paint your house. Reminds me of The Irishman. The whole idea of The Irishman, the gangster movie, he calls the guy Frank Lloyd and he goes, "I heard you paint houses," which is code for "I heard you kill people." But yeah, here we are on Lakeland Drive, Clover Bar Road. Just got past the huge mega outdoor plex, which is Emerald Drive and all this shopping over there, and drove through a little suburban district. And like I said, it's a 60 here. Nobody's going a lick over 55. There's a guy coming up on my six who's going a little bit faster. So I don't think his wife's is in labor, but he might be trying to go get a six pack for later tonight when they watch some football, because the Oilers aren't playing tonight. So NFL will do. Passing Trinity Center, Lakeland Ridge, little high school out here. This is where I learned how to cook cookies back in the day and do shop class and stuff like that. Yeah, we're in the heart of the burbs now. There's a 7-Eleven that my friend used to rob. He used to go in there at 3 o'clock in the morning, get a pack of smokes, distract the guy would get a pack of smokes to distract the guys, to distract the guy at the cash. And then my other buddy would just go and just steal like two or three porno mags and a bunch of bags of chips. Yeah, a 7-Eleven probably gets a lot of actions. I don't know how many thousands of pounds of slush a 7-Eleven in the burbs sells every year for all the kids. But that's what kept us alive back in the day. When I was a kid in the burbs, our whole existence sustained by slushies. Slushies and Zesty Mortons. Doritos, right? These are the chips where they're so caked with the powdered salt that you open the bag and it's like a cloud of dust. Salty dust just pops in your face, and then you put the dust side of the chip onto your tongue so you get the maximum flavor. And then you party that with the mega gulp, which is a swamp slush, because nobody in the burbs gets one flavor in their slushy. They get all of them. So you just do the roulette where you put the cup underneath every flavor of slush. So you get a swamp slush, and then you get that mixed with the Zesty Mortons, and you're just off to the races. All kind of chemical endorphins and sugars are released in your brain, and you are just ready to go across mortar to Kyle's house to play the guitar and do some Guitar Hero. Yeah, the burbs is different. The burbs is different, man. Just heading up here on Baseline Road again, passing a Sobeys Liquor, Sobeys, everyone. I'd say 40% of my friends worked at grocery stores, because in the burbs, it's not like the city where you have a little bit more options. You can work as a waitress or a waiter or something like that. In the burbs, your options are like labor, construction, or grocery store. Those are the options. And out here, a lot of people just decided to work at Sobeys. I think they had a really good program there with the bakery, where you'd get like discounts on bread, or you get a whole box of monster cookies, whatever, right? Compared to the city though, you don't see a lot of people in the burbs biking on like those fancy road bikes. In the city, it's like bike topistan. It's a cult, and the city accommodates for that because they put in a million bike lanes, it feels like, across the city to accommodate for these people. And it's crazy, in the city of Edmonton, they will scrape and shovel the bike lanes when it snows before they will do the roads, because the bikers, it's like Amsterdam but in LA. That's what the city of Edmonton wants to be. They want to be Edmonton. City limits is the same size geographically as LA County, Los Angeles, but they want to act like Amsterdam. I'm like,
No, you can't do that.
But anyways, I think you got the picture here. The Burbs, it's a beautiful place. I'm running out of battery, so I'm just going to break it down. It's an innocent place where you can flip your neighbor's barbecues. There's instant barbecues every single day. Bigger house, less money, safer. It just, it's a beautiful place to be, back in the Burbs. Maybe I'll see you here in 5 to 10 years when I finally settle down, commit to a woman, and start a life out here. But I'd still want a condo in the city, because I want to be able to be in the shit, not pay $40 for an Uber. That's ridiculous. Anyways, until next time, I'll see you at the county fair or at the Costco lineup. Peace.